Hello, friends. Welcome to Storytime with Janet Keeler. I'm Janet, a former journalist, now a journalism professor at Eckerd College. I'm also a lover of books for children, so my collection of them really continues to grow, even though my own child is way past story time age. So this is a podcast for grandparents, parents, caregivers, babysitters, kids of all ages, anyone who wants to join me in the joyful celebration of reading children's books aloud. I'm very excited today to welcome children's book author and illustrator Devon Miller to the podcast. He may be the first author who was born loving to read, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Welcome, Devon.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you for being here. So Devon writes for kids from kindergarten to second grade. He's produced 5 books in the Mr. Tickety Talk series, and his newest book, A Bus Can't Drive Empty, launches a new series. Devon is definitely a St. Pete homegrown guy. He recently was the recipient of the Citizenship Award in the Tampa Bay Mayor's Youth Showcase of Achievement, and in 2021 became a Sunshine Ambassador for the City of St. Petersburg for his philanthropic efforts that support literacy. He's also been part of the Tampa Bay Rays reading program, Reading with the Rays. How do you have time to do all this stuff? So when did you first know you wanted to write a children's book?
Yeah, the first time I wanted to write a children's book, it really just started ever since I was a little kid, you know. I would just see these stories on television, you know, just be so enthralled by the stories I would see, like, on my favorite preschool shows back at the time. And I would just rip out paper and just start writing what I was seeing all over on my TV. And so that love of writing just continued to grow and grow. And that's eventually where I started writing my own picture books.
Yeah. How old were you then?
So my first picture book came out when I was 11 years old.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. So you did know early. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Mr. Tickety Talk. What's the story?
Yeah, Mr. Tickety Talk Clock, you know, he is a clock that just loves to read. And that's essentially what the books are about. They're just all about encouraging kids to have a fun time reading. So in those series, he goes on many adventures. And, you know, he always reminds kids, like, oh, it's time to do something. And so, yeah, it's always just a lot of fun there.
Are you a timely person?
I feel like I am, actually. How about you?
Well, yeah, because you know we were here so early.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was waiting in my car, and I saw you walk by. I thought, I'm getting over there. John's already here. He's not going to beat me here. So, yeah, I'm pretty timely, too. So you do your own illustrations.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so all my illustrations are hand-drawn, you know, just to inspire kids that they can write and illustrate their own stories. And that's a style that I've been doing ever since I was a little kid. So that's just a style like I just can never give up on. And so I've been honing that in, and it's been a lot of fun, and a lot of kids have really enjoyed my work.
Yeah, well, it does definitely have a childlike quality to it.
The fact
that you use colored pencils.
Yep.
And it's just the style of it. Maybe that's an inspiration for kids, too. That, yes. Well, maybe I can do something like that.
Yes,
too,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep. Colored pencils, crayons. Crayons was originally how I first started drawing. Yep.
All hand done.
All hand done.
You're not
yep.
doing it digitally.
No.
At all. Okay. So when you were little, did you get read to a lot?
I did get read to a lot, yeah. You know, I could never go to sleep without a story. I know if my mom were here, she would tell the story, but, you know, I would just bawl my eyes out just wanting to hear a story before bed. But, yeah, we read, you know, so many fun books, Curious George and Clifford, a few Barney books, and Diary of Wimpy Kid as I got a little bit older, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone loves that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was telling you that we have had the the woman who's in charge of the children's programs at the St. Petersburg Libraries, and that the Wimpy Kid books are, like, always among mm-hmm. the most circulated at the library.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that author really hit on something that really, you know, attracts kids.
They're so popular back then, too.
So your mom, I think you told me, your mom's a preschool teacher.
Yeah, she teaches little itty-bitties, the 2-year-olds.
The 2-year-olds. Yeah. So you've bumped up in your books kindergarten through,
kindergarten through second grade.
So, yep. you know, not doing the little bitty ones. So you mentioned some of those favorite books that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of reading for kids now?
I do, yes. I just did a few readings a few months ago to a kindergarten, second grade, and first grade class. And whenever I, you know, just read this book, my newest book, A Bus Can't Drive Empty, An Alphabet Alliteration Adventure. That's a long title.
I know. I was practicing this. Alphabet. Oh, gosh. I had it down, too. An alphabet. No, I can't do it. Do
alphabet alliteration.
Alphabet alliteration. Remember, yeah. I said it so nicely at first, mm-hmm. and now I'm like, I can't say it. Okay.
Yeah, so just every time I read this book, I hear a whisper in a crowd. They're like, man, this book is so fun. And, you know, that's really, you know, what I try to do at the end of the day. I just want kids to have a fun time reading while they also learn at the same time.
So, which is really a noble cause, mm-hmm. right? To have them learn and enjoy themselves mm-hmm. and stuff. To teachers, we like to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have that you know, cross-pollination there. But do you have some tips, like, for other people that read books to kids? What are some of the techniques that you use that other people could learn from?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've spent a lot of time around kids, so mm-hmm. I kind of know, given my mom's a preschool teacher, so I kind of know where their interests lie and whatnot. But a lot of it also boils down to just reading other picture books by children's authors to see, you know, what works at the same time. And just have a lot of fun with it. You know, have fun with your story first and make sure, like, your story is in check just for your target audience, essentially.
So do you see, you know, since you've been kind of immersed in this world of children's books, writing them yourself, but then also a reader of them, because mm-hmm. I know you say you like to go and see what's new and everything mm-hmm. like that. Do you see a need in the market for certain kinds of books right now?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely see a need just for a little bit more for kids to see themselves within picture books. And, you know, that really is essentially how a lot of picture books are being told nowadays. You know, they want to inspire kids to see themselves within these kinds of stories. So various different, you know, ethnicities as well.
Sure, sure, of course. So this, you're going to read from your new book, which just came out in 2025, mm-hmm. A Bus Can't Drive Empty.
Yep.
And I wanted just to ask you, well, first of all, you've brought some of the characters from the mm-hmm. book. We have, you know, this guy here. So tell us a little bit about the characters.
Yeah. So in this book, we have Zaya, mm-hmm. Zeb, and Zek. And basically, Zebra A, Zebra B, Zebra C. And basically, in this book, they're just trying to go home back to their home at the zoo. But, you know, the bus driver, he forgot to fill the bus up with gas. So so basically, how are they going to get home now? You know, and
right.
that's the whole journey of the book, just basically just trying to find their way home. But it's all told through alliteration and the alphabet at the same time.
Okay. So I can't decide. I might have you – I want to talk more about the book because it's actually – and just children's books in general. It's a little bit of a misnomer, a misconception mm-hmm. that people think, oh, a children's book's – you know, a picture book has got like 50 words. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How many words does a children's book usually have, a picture book, would you say?
Maybe around like 200 – maximum maybe like 300, I would say, is a standard.
Okay, so forget my 50 words. What is that? That was just the acknowledgments. But anyway, so like a couple hundred words, yeah. 200 to 300 words. Well, how hard can that be, right, coming up with 200, 300 words, especially for someone who can write,
yeah.
Who likes to write. But the truth of the matter is not that easy.
Right.
You just
right.
got to be the 200 to 300 right words,
mm-hmm,
right,
absolutely.
In some order and telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of books out there that are alphabet books. Mm-hmm. A is for apple, B is for whatever, and
yep.
on we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one is a little bit different
mm-hmm.
because not only is it an alphabet book, alpha alliteration. Did
yeah.
I do it? There
you
go.
It.
Okay, I did it, yeah. So this one's a little bit different because it's not just A is for apple, B is for ball kind of thing. It's actually doing alliteration on those three or four words
correct.
With that letter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a kind of a high level of sophistication there.
Yes, there is. And also it's telling a story at the same time. So all of these, you know, it's not just random words and their random sentences. It's actually telling a story from A to Z, from beginning, middle to end.
How long did it take you to write this book?
So this book really started back in middle school. So that was like 10 years ago, really. But I think, you know, I had to put it down and revisit it. So maybe essentially like 5 years it took to
yeah.
write this book.
That's
yeah.
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time to get
yes.
it right. So read a little bit of it and we can talk a little bit more afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Bring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Academic Academy. Bring-a-ling-a-ling-a-lings in the afternoon. Ah! At last! Bye-bye, butterflies, Miss Brown babbles as a bright bus beeps. Bye-bye, butterflies. Beep, beep. Chris conveys colorful companions. Comfy? Chris, concentrate! Doesn't downtown dazzle and delight? Definitely. Disagree. I don't know. Engine entirely empty? What happens next? We'll have to wait and see.
So So there's a story there, which is, again, it's not just the alphabet where there isn't really much of a story in those mm-hmm. in those kinds of ways. They're just telling us, you know.
Various different subjects, yeah.
So Chris is the bus driver.
Yep.
And he's got his three friends,
yep.
his three zebras, A, B, and C,
yep.
that are going with him. So you've got this story. So kind of what other kinds of things happens in that story?
Yes, various other things.
Do they get gas finally?
I don't know if I want to provide spoilers.
Okay.
But yeah, essentially, you know, they ride on a log, they ride on a and through the river rapids. They come across an octopus, a pirate friend. There's a unicycle involved. So all these various different hijinks, all just to get back home to the zoo.
Right. And your goal with this book was what?
My goal with this book really was to inspire a love of language, I feel like, and mm-hmm. also just to have fun reading. But I wrote this book because I remember being in class and I was so interested in alliteration, which was so interesting back then. And so I wanted to also inspire a love of alliteration for other kids as well, too.
Would you read the acknowledgement in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Since your mom is an educator,
yes.
I'm an educator, too.
Yes, to my former middle school teachers, Miss O'Brien and Miss Walton, thank you for teaching me about alliteration.
Have you heard from them? Since that's a super nice thing for a teacher to get get a shout out in a book. I'm sure they're very proud of you.
Oh, very much so. Yes, I sent them a copy immediately when this book was released, and they're very proud. And you know, I'm super proud that they just helped me find, you know, my love for this figurative language, essentially.
Yeah, and that was Bay Point.
Bay Point Middle, yes.
Bay Point Middle here in St. Pete. Yeah. And are they still teaching?
Miss Walton, no. She's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. But Miss O'Brien, yes, she still is teaching.
Nice, nice. And so when you what's next? And is this going to be a series that keeps going, this idea? Or do you have some other things that you're working on?
I think I have a few other ideas. This was kind of just a one-off book, mm-hmm. Just a very much a passion project of mine. But yeah, definitely I'm still continuing to write and illustrate stories.
Awesome, mm-hmm. awesome. So thank you for joining me today. I just wanted to remind the listeners too that, you know, sometimes you have somebody in your life that you want to read to, but you're far away. So mm-hmm. you can do it on FaceTime, which they can see you and you can, you know, go back and forth, mm-hmm. or you can record it even on your phone and send it to, you know, somebody in your life, a little person in your life that's far away. We talked a little bit about some of your favorite books. Are there some new books that you've found, some new writers that you're interested in?
I think one of the newest books that I read was The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I love the story, and I read that during the Black Lives Matters movement, but that's
right.
still just a very much recent book that I really much enjoy.
Is that a young adult, considered a young adult?
Yes,
yeah,
it is
a young adult.
Adult
book, yeah, novel. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot going on out there
mm-hmm.
too.
Absolutely.
And I suggested to you, since you're doing your own publishing, that maybe you're going to start your own publishing company and you can look for new writers.
I'm
building an empire for you.
Yes.
Come on,
yeah, this book is actually published by Picture Novels, which is my very own publishing label. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining me today. This has been really great.
Oh, it's
so,
a pleasure.
So nice to meet you and talk about what you're doing.
Yes.
You can learn more about Devon and his books at his website, devonmiller.com. And you can find links there to places where you can buy his books. So there's 5 books in the Mr. Tickety Talk Clock series and this new one, A Bus Can't Drive Empty.
Can you say the word? And
oh gosh, alpha! I can do it. I can do it. Watch alpha alliteration.
There we go.
and we actually make our own words here. Patent pending, though.
Yeah.
It's your word. So until next time, this has been Storytime with Janet Keeler.